Welcome back to Chapters of Growth. If you're new here, we have tons of past book summaries you might enjoy, but today we're diving deep into Robert Kiyosaki's Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah, a book that's really had a huge impact on how we think about money, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And it's crazy to think it was published years ago, but Kiyosaki's ideas about how our education system fails us, especially when it comes to like financial literacy, feel even more relevant now.
It's so interesting how he uses his own life story, you know, growing up with two dads, his real father and his best friend's father, to kind of show those two opposite ways of looking at money and success.
Yeah, his own dad was super educated, but always struggled with money.
Right.
But his friend's dad, this successful businessman, became his rich dad and taught him all these like unconventional lessons about wealth.
Stuff you wouldn't learn in school.
Exactly.
And that's really what the book's all about, isn't it? Kiyosaki says traditional education actually sets us up to struggle financially, not to succeed.
Because it doesn't teach us about money. He's really straight talking about it, too. He even calls a lot of people in government idiots because they lack that financial education.
Well, yeah. Remember that story he tells about a conversation he had where he was pointing out how ironic it was that academics with PhDs didn't understand basic financial statements?
Yeah. And meanwhile, his rich dad, who didn't have all that fancy education, was all about understanding assets and cash flow.
He said that was like the most important thing for building wealth.
And that leads us to one of Kiyosaki's biggest ideas, the difference between assets and liabilities.
It's such a simple idea, but it's really powerful.
Okay, so break it down for us. So an asset puts money in your pocket, right?
Exactly. Like if you own a rental property and you're getting rent every month, that's putting money in your pocket. Or a business that's making a profit.
Okay, I got it.
Those are assets.
And a liability is something that takes money out.
Yeah, like a car loan or credit card debt.
Every month, those are taking money out.
Right.
And Rich Dad, Poor Dad really emphasizes that the wealthy focus on building up their assets, while a lot of people struggle because they keep taking on liabilities, thinking they're assets.
It's so easy to fall into that trap, especially when society tells us that buying a bigger house or a fancy car means we're successful.
When those things are often just liabilities disguised as assets.
Yeah, exactly.
Kiyosaki calls this being stuck in the rat race, right?
Yes.
You're working, paying taxes, maybe even getting a raise, but then you just spend more and end up deeper in debt.
It's like you're running on a treadmill. You work and work, but you're not getting anywhere financially.
So what's the way out? What does Kiyosaki say we need to do to escape this rat race?
He's all about financial intelligence, understanding things like cash flow, investing in assets that make money, and basically becoming financially literate.
Okay, so it's not just about working hard and saving money.
No, it's about understanding how money works.
Using those rules to your advantage.
Yeah.
Exactly. He even talks about how corporations can be used to build and protect wealth. He suggests that's a key strategy that wealthy people use.
That's interesting. Most people think of corporations as these big impersonal things. But Kiyosaki seems to be saying that anyone can use them to their advantage.
Yeah, he goes into how corporations offer tax advantages and legal protections, things that we need to be aware of if we want to build wealth.
I'm starting to see why this book has been so influential. It challenges what we think we know about money and success.
Definitely.
And it offers a different perspective on how to achieve financial success.
Right.
And another thing he talks about is the importance of mindset. Overcoming that fear of failure.
Oh, absolutely. He says that fear holds so many people back from taking risks that could lead to wealth.
He even shares stories about his own experiences, how he learned by doing, even when he failed sometimes.
And he turned those failures into lessons that helped him succeed.
So it's okay to make mistakes as long as we learn from them.
That's what he says. It takes the pressure off, right? It encourages us to get out there and to start doing things.
So for someone listening who wants to make a change, what would be a good first step?
Kiyosaki suggests starting with what he calls minding your own business. And it doesn't necessarily mean starting a company.
Yeah, okay.
It's more about focusing on building up your assets.
So shifting your focus from just earning money to owning things that generate money.
Exactly. Like investing in real estate or starting a side hustle or even investing in the stock market.
So it's not about getting rich quick, but about making smart choices that will benefit you over time.
That's it. And he really stresses the importance of taking action. He says even small steps can lead to big results over time.
So it's about recognizing that we have the power to change our financial situation and that even small changes can make a big difference.
He wants us to break free from that rat race and create a life where we're in control of our finances. And what's really cool is he doesn't just talk about theory. He uses real life examples his own successes and failures, to show how his principles work.
Like that time he bought a house for a ridiculously low price just because he was the only one ready to pay with a cashier's check.
Exactly. That shows that financial intelligence isn't just about knowledge.
Right.
It's about taking action and seeing opportunities that other people miss. And that brings us back to the failures of education that we talked about earlier.
Right.
Rich Dad, Poor Dad really highlights how traditional schooling often doesn't prepare us for the real world when it comes to managing money and building wealth.
It's a wake-up call to take our financial education into our own hands.
And to seek out knowledge beyond the classroom. And that's why it's still so relevant today. You know, even though the economy's changed a lot since Rich Dad, Poor Dad came out, those basic principles he talks about are timeless.
Yeah, totally. I mean, think about it. We've got economic uncertainty. Inflation's going up. The gap between rich and poor is getting wider. Kiyosaki's message about taking control of your finances feels more important than ever.
He even predicted the 2008 crash. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. And his focus on building a strong financial foundation, you know, through assets that create passive income, that's super important in today's world.
It's like having a safety net, right? Being able to handle those tough economic times.
Yeah.
But it's more than just protecting yourself. Kiyosaki really wants us to work smarter, not harder.
Absolutely. He says, rich people don't just work more hours. They understand how to use the system to their advantage.
And one of the most controversial things he talks about is the tax system.
Right.
He argues that it's not the super rich who pay the most taxes, but the middle class, especially the educated upper middle class.
Yeah.
It's pretty interesting to think about.
He goes into the history of taxes and explains how wealthy people often use corporations to legally lower their taxes.
It's not about avoiding taxes.
Yeah.
It's about understanding the rules and using them strategically.
Right.
Like that saying, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
The more we understand about how things work,
yeah,
the better we can make decisions about our own money.
And it's not just about the technical stuff. Kiyosaki also talks about the psychology of money, how our feelings and beliefs can actually sabotage our financial goals.
He says things like fear and greed can make us act impulsively, while wealthy people have learned to control those emotions and make smarter decisions.
He talks about self-discipline and delayed gratification as being super important for successful investors. It's about seeing the bigger picture and not giving in to those temptations that pop up.
That's something a lot of people struggle with, I think. We live in a world where everyone wants everything right away.
It's true. But Kiyosaki reminds us that building wealth is a marathon, not a sprint.
Yeah.
It takes patience and persistence. You got to be willing to play the long game.
One of the most powerful things in Rich Dad, Poor Dad is this idea of choice.
Oh.
Kiyosaki says we can choose our own financial future.
But we have to be willing to challenge what we think we know.
Right.
We have to learn new skills and take action.
He isn't trying to make it sound easy. He's clear that it takes effort.
But he believes it's possible.
And his own story proves it. He started with almost nothing and built his wealth over time by making smart decisions and being willing to learn and adapt.
Exactly. And that's what makes his book so inspiring. It's a message of hope and possibility. It doesn't matter where you start.
Right.
It's about the choices you make and the actions you take.
He also challenges the idea that traditional education is the key to success. He says it often prepares us to work for someone else, not to build wealth or be financially independent.
He's basically saying that school teaches us to be employees, not entrepreneurs or investors.
Interesting.
He knows traditional education is important, but he says it's not enough to be truly financially free.
So what does he suggest?
He says we need to develop financial literacy through real-world experience. Find mentors, learn by doing.
And he doesn't just tell you what to do, he explains why it works.
Right. He gets into the psychology of money, the power of leverage.
How to understand cash flow.
Yes.
Yeah.
And how to use the tax system to your advantage.
He's basically giving us a roadmap to escape that rat race and create a life with financial abundance and freedom.
Exactly. And one of the key things he emphasizes is owning assets, not just having a big income.
Okay.
He talks about the power of passive income. Money that's working for you even when you're not working.
So like investments or real estate?
Exactly.
Things that generate money without you having to trade your time for it.
He says wealthy people often focus on building these passive income streams, while a lot of people struggle because their only income comes from their job.
It's about shifting your mindset from working for money to having money work for you.
Exactly. And he doesn't just say, do this. He explains why these principles work.
Yeah.
He goes deep into the psychology of money, the power of leverage, how important it is to understand cash flow and how to use the tax system to your advantage. He even challenges the traditional idea of what's risky. He says the real risk isn't in investing, but in not investing. He explains how inflation can eat away at your savings over time, and how keeping all your money in a bank account can actually make you poorer in the long run.
So he's saying playing it safe can actually be riskier than taking calculated risks when it comes to building wealth.
He argues the key is to educate yourself about different investment strategies, to understand how to manage risk, and to be willing to step outside your comfort zone to create lasting wealth.
That makes sense. Huh. And he also talks about how important financial education is for kids.
Oh, absolutely. He says we need to start teaching kids about money and finance when they're young, instead of waiting until they're adults and already struggling.
It's about giving them the knowledge and skills they need to make good financial decisions and build a strong foundation for their future.
He even made a board game called Cash Flow to teach kids about financial concepts in a fun way.
It's about empowering kids to take control of their financial lives and understand that they can create their own financial future.
You know what's really inspiring is that Kiyosaki doesn't just focus on the technical side of money.
Yeah.
He also talks about mindset and personal development. He says your beliefs and attitudes about money can have a huge impact on your financial success.
He talks about how people who think money is scarce or hard to get often have trouble attracting wealth, while people who believe money is abundant and easy to come by tend to find it more easily.
He wants us to have a more positive and empowering mindset about money, to believe in our ability to create wealth, and to focus on abundance instead of scarcity.
And he doesn't just say think positive. He gives practical tips for changing your mindset.
Right.
Like practicing gratitude, surrounding yourself with positive people, using affirmations to reprogram your subconscious for financial success.
It's about recognizing that your thoughts create your reality.
Yeah.
And that a positive and abundant mindset can open up new possibilities and opportunities for financial growth.
It's almost like Rich Dad, Poor Dad isn't just a financial guide. It's like a personal development book disguised as a money manual.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. He wants you to really look at your beliefs about money, your relationship with risk, even how you define success.
And that's what makes it so powerful, right?
Mm-hmm.
It goes beyond just giving you tips. It's about changing your whole perspective.
For sure. And it's a message that speaks to people of all ages. I mean, even though it came out back in the 90s,
yeah,
what he says is still relevant today. Maybe even more so.
Totally. Especially with jobs becoming less secure and everything costing more, Kiyosaki's idea of being financially smart and having multiple streams of income is super important.
He even talks about how the traditional idea of retirement, you know, working for 40 years and then living off your savings,
right?
It's becoming riskier.
Yeah, he wants us to think differently about retirement, to build assets that give us passive income, so we're not relying on a paycheck.
And he doesn't just talk about it. He gives real advice on how to get started, even if you don't have a lot of money.
So like what kinds of things?
He says invest in a rental property. Start a side hustle. Learn about different investment strategies.
Just take those first steps.
Exactly. He believes in action. He says don't wait for the perfect opportunity. Create it.
That's really inspiring.
Yeah.
And that's what his message is all about, isn't it?
Yeah.
Taking control of your money and building a life with freedom and abundance.
He wants people to break free from the rat race and create a life where money works for them instead of the other way around.
One thing that really stands out about Rich Dad, Poor Dad is how it challenges what we think we know. Yeah, he tells us to question everything we've been taught about money success, the whole traditional path to financial security.
It's like he's giving us permission to think outside the box.
And to create our own path to financial freedom.
He's saying the rules are always changing.
Yeah.
And the people who succeed are the ones who can adapt.
And another thing that struck me was how much he talks about mentors. You know, he talks about how his rich dad taught him so much about money and investing.
He says we should find mentors in areas where we want to grow.
Whether it's business or investing or anything, really.
Yeah, it's like he's saying you don't have to do it all alone.
There are people who've already done what you want to do.
And they can help you.
And he talks about being a good mentee, too. Being willing to learn.
Yeah.
Being respectful of your mentor's time. Actually using their advice.
It's a two-way street. Both people benefit.
So Rich Dad, Poor Dad reminds us that we're not alone on this journey.
There's help out there.
There's a way to achieve financial freedom for anyone willing to put in the work.
You just got to take that first step. Educate yourself. Challenge what you think you know. And take action.
So if you're feeling inspired to take control of your finances and create a better future for yourself, definitely check out Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
It can change how you think about money it might inspire you to dream bigger, and it gives you the tools and motivation you need to build a life of abundance and purpose.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive into Rich Dad, Poor Dad here on Chapters of Growth. If you want more insights on personal finance and investing, we have tons of past book summary episodes you can check out. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel for more deep dives on personal growth and financial education. Thanks for tuning in.